and I compliment my chairman that he's been focused on this and I've been focused on it. And a couple of things still kind of hang out there. You got smart people on all sides of this. Dr. Angel, you made it very clear. You said that the threat of foreign substitute is real. That if, in fact, we regulate in a certain way, that we require certain margin requirements, et cetera, that, in effect, we can drive this trading somewhere else. And yet it seems to me that if you've got American citizens and American operations involved here and they want to trade or do things in this country, that we should have the ability, regardless of what market they're trading on, to require some kind of transparency. Is that a fair assessment? Professor Greenberg, how real is from your perspective, this sense that if we push too far, that we're really going to be driving folks offshore to less transparent markets? But I'm going to throw another question at you, because I've got about 3 minutes left, and I want to touch both issues here. Just listening to your exchange with Senator Levin, and Mr. Masters' comment about following the money. Money moves markets, follow the money. On the non-physical side, the pension funds and others, looking at the testimony, there's discussion that some folks are buying the spec, are buying long, but some are buying short. And so I'm trying to understand if it is the volume of the money that in effect drives it, but if some of that money is betting short, does that somehow change the conclusion that this massive influx of money is contributing directly to higher prices?